The Louisiana governor's race. Bobby laps the field. Hints of a grander future in a comfortable victory.
3 days before Louisianans headed to the polls on October 22nd, the leading Democratic candidate for governor, Tara Hollis, told an audience in the low double digits at a campaign event, "I'm David, and I don't mind taking on Goliath." Goliath in this case was Bobby Jindal, the overwhelmingly popular Republican incumbent. Mrs. Hollis's sentiment was admirable, but David at least had a sling. In political terms, Mrs. Hollis, a teacher from northern Louisiana, galvanized into political action when her husband, who taught at the same school, was sacked, lacked even that. By her own admission, she was a default candidate, becoming the Democratic front-runner because no one else stepped forward. Everyone thought someone would. She complained of receiving no help from the National Party. They view Louisiana as a lost cause. In early October, Mr. Jindal had over $6 million on hand. Mrs. Hollis had $384.24. At her event, Mrs. Hollis spoke not of winning, but of holding Mr. Jindal below 50%. Louisiana's open primary system pits all candidates against each other. If none wins an outright majority, the two leading candidates compete in a runoff election. If a candidate wins a majority, he wins the contest. But even in that modest goal, she failed. Mr. Jindal took 66% of the vote, and Mrs. Hollis finished a distant second of 10 candidates with 18%. No other candidate cracked 5%. Mr. Jindal's victory eclipsed the record set by Edwin Edwards, a four-term governor, who once boasted that the only way he could lose an election would be if he were caught in bed with either a dead girl or a live boy. Also setting a record was the low turnout of not quite 36%. This was perhaps unsurprising, as the election was held on a Saturday, and Mr. Jindal's overwhelming popularity, not to mention his crushing financial advantage, made his victory an all but foregone conclusion. He's an unusual figure in Louisiana politics, Ivy League educated, young, and born in Baton Rouge just months after his parents emigrated there from Punjab. When he was elected 4 years ago at 36, he was the youngest governor and the only Indian-American one. In 2010, South Carolina elected Nikki Haley, born to Punjabi parents 6 months after Mr. Jindal. He has pushed hard for ethics reform. No mean feat in a state that, as one former congressman put it, is half underwater and half under indictment. Mr. Jindal won every parish, taking 38% of the vote even in heavily Democratic New Orleans, and exceeded his victory 4 years ago by 12 points. A couple of the other races on the ballot, particularly for lieutenant governor, were more hotly contested, but in the end, Republicans won them all. They now hold every statewide office save one Senate seat in Congress, to which Mary Landrieu perilously clings. The question now is how long Mr. Jindal remains in office. If Republicans win the presidency, he could find himself in the cabinet. If Rick Perry wins the nomination, he could find himself sharing the ticket. He endorsed Mr. Perry early and enthusiastically. Should Barack Obama win, Mr. Jindal could easily snatch that one last Senate seat from Ms. Landrieu. Mr. Jindal says he plans to serve out his full term as governor. Such plans are easily changed. Such plans are easily changed.